Many healthcare providers in our region are now using generative AI tools to take notes during visits. Health systems say it is saving doctors a lot of time and allowing them to focus more on their patients. WHYY's Alan Yu checked in with some providers, starting with his own primary care doctor.
When I went to see my primary care doctor, Dr. Corinne Rhodes at Penn Medicine, she started the visit like this.
I know we saw each other recently, but I'm actually using a new tool since I saw you last. It's an adaptive listening tool that I've been using with some of my patients. Do you mind if I tell you a little bit about it?
She logs in on her phone, where the generative AI program records our conversation and automatically creates a doctor's note to summarize the visit. After we talk, she shows me her computer screen.
So the generated note text is ready for review. So I can click go to note right there.
Together, we look at the full transcript of our conversation versus the summary, which only has the parts that are medically important.
Look at all of this. All this huge paragraphs of discussion that doesn't make it into the note because that's not pertinent, which is pretty neat, right, to see what's behind this.
The idea is that by using a tool like this, a doctor can save precious hours of time so they do not have to stay up late at night typing out notes. That's why more than 70% of clinicians at Penn Medicine have started using this generative AI technology. And many of their counterparts at other health systems are doing the same. Jefferson Health estimates this could save doctors an hour each day. Another benefit is that providers can focus more fully on their patients instead of dividing their attention between patients and typing notes on a computer. Dr. Laura Igarabuza has been using AI note-taking technology for almost a year in her practice at Temple Health.
Before I started using this technology, I don't think I realized how much mental energy I was exerting to interpret what the patient was telling me and type it into the chart at the same time. So there would be kind of like the keyboard's in front of me, the patient's maybe off over beyond my left shoulder, and I'm kind of like trying to turn my neck to look at the patient and really like make eye contact, engage with them while I'm typing.
She says she's now able to spend more time with her patients, which is why she got into medicine in the first place. However, the generative AI tools available right now still have room for improvement, according to Corinne Rhodes, my doctor at Penn Medicine. She says over her years of practicing medicine, she has developed a system for typing out concise notes. Right now, she still has to spend time editing what the AI generates for her to make it fit her style.
I'm not sure it saves me time yet, but I believe that it will save me time long-term, which is why I've bothered to incorporate it into my practice pattern.
But these programs, sometimes referred to as ambient scribing, will get better and become common, says Kevin Johnson, a professor of biomedical informatics at Penn.
We're already finding that there are healthcare providers who are asking for it as a condition of employment. They're saying that, you know, if I come, I really want to have access to ambient scribing, because they've already seen what the detriment of not having it looks like.
Their use could go beyond just physicians. Penn, Jefferson, and Temple are planning to test these AI listening programs for nurses as well. Alan Yu, WHYY News.